7.3 Evidence and Procedure. When an attorney discusses procedure in relation to litigation, it is almost certain that the attorney is talking about court rules. Courts rely on procedure. Evidence must be presented in a procedurally correct manner and must not violate court rules. Documents must be created in a specific manner, filed within a specific amount of time, and responded to appropriately. The procedures that litigants are expected to follow are found in the court rules of court. Every court has local rules, as well as general rules for the jurisdiction covered by that court. Court rules are usually very similar, varying only in slight but highly pertinent ways. There are many kinds of rules. Local rules. All courts, from the highest to the lowest, have procedures that must be followed. The term local does not mean lower or less. It means rules for that specific court in addition to any other rules that may apply. For example, if a civil matter is in a state court, that state's rules of civil procedure apply. Those rules dictate, among other things, how long response times for pleadings and motions are, general discovery rules, and requirements for every stage of the trial. Local rules for that specific court may apply as well. Those rules are much shorter than the state rules of procedure and may deal with items more specific to that court, such as a requirement that filing must be made prior to 4:30 p.m., whether that court accepts electronic filings, and so forth. As a general rule, local courts are allowed to broaden rights of the parties, but may not further restrict the rights of parties. For example, if the state rules of civil procedure allow a maximum of 40 interrogatories to be sent to opposing parties, the local court rules may expand that to more, such as 50, but they may not lessen the amount. If the state rules of civil procedure allow 20 days to respond to a summons and complaint, the local rules may expand the amount of time, but may not lessen it. State rules. Statewide court rules supersede local court rules when there is a conflict. These rules are the basic procedural guidelines for trials. There are separate rules for civil trials and criminal trials. Typically, those rules are called the rules of civil procedure and the rules of criminal procedure. For states, most states publish both civil and criminal rules in their own publications. However, a few states publish the civil rules in their own publications, but the criminal rules are statutory, meaning they are part of the state statutes. For a paralegal, the practical result is that instead of citing a court rule, such as Florida Rules of Criminal Procedure 3.850, the citation would be to a statute, NRS, Section 169.015. As we will see later, a citation is a legal address. Finally, some states publish the cases in statutes, but still assign rule numbers instead of statutory section numbers. For instance, Title 29 of the Colorado Revised Statutes contained the Colorado Rules of Criminal Procedure. The citation, however, is not to the statutes, but instead has been assigned a rule number, Criminal Procedure Section 60. Federal Rules. The Federal Rules of Civil Procedure and the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure are the basic guides for federal trials in federal trial courts. In addition, every federal court has its own local rules. Federal Appellate Rules. The Federal Rules of Appellate Procedure provide the requirements for appeals in the federal court system. Subject Matter Rules. Certain courts of limited jurisdiction, such as bankruptcy courts and courts of military justice, have rules specific to the procedure in those courts. Many jurisdictions have subject matter rules, such as rules of ethics and arbitration rules. In addition to the Law Library, Westlaw, and Lexis, all court rules can be found online with a simple Google search. Just use state, court rules, in parentheses, and then the name of your state. Keep in mind that court rules are the foundation of evidentiary procedure. for evidence to be admitted, the rules must be followed.